Hey, Matt Rothschild back with you on the Maggie Dawn Show all across the Civic Media Radio Network here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm joined by my co-host, Angela Lang of Block. And we have Peter Barca back for this last segment of this half hour. Peter Barca is the former Assembly Speaker for the Dems in the legislature here in Wisconsin. He's now running against Brian Stile in the 1st Congressional District here in southern Wisconsin.
And it looks like we might have lost him.
We did lose him again.
So that, I think, okay, so there's a testimony, because when you are out traveling and on the campaign trail in the state of Wisconsin, that is bound to happen. And I think that just goes to prove that he's putting in the work. He's knocking doors. But also, I think that that shows, too, about one of the critical infrastructure needs. There are times where, you know, you go a little bit too far north and you have no reception. And what does that look like, and how people feel so isolated in some places and disconnected from the rest of the state? So, yeah, you know, this is unfortunate that we're not able to have him on as consistent. But I think it is, you know, part of the conversation and part of his race, I think, just playing out in real time.
Totally. I mean, and part of it is, you know, broadband in rural Wisconsin is very lousy.
Yeah.
And part of it is, you know, the grid is bad. And that's one of the things Biden's doing in the next few minutes in Westby, Wisconsin,
yeah,
talking about rural electrification, getting wind and solar in rural areas. I mean, it's just pathetic that things are so bad here.
I think there's something to be said about basic necessities and folks not at every corner of our state being able to access basic necessities. And I think that's one of the things that the Biden administration is trying to do, whether it's things around like broadband and internet access, or even it's just like another necessity is clean drinking water. And so if like we're going to talk about environmental issues, and sometimes, you know, people talk about the Biden administration and what they've done for the environment, but people are like, okay, there's these protections and policies, but what does that mean for me? That also includes getting rid of things like the lead laterals on the north side of Milwaukee. Again, having safe, healthy drinking water is something that I think rural folks can identify with as well, too. And so it's just, it's interesting that whether it's broadband or access to clean drinking water, these are things that can actually unite us as a state despite the urban and rural divide.
And despite the Republican-Democratic divide. I know, yeah, there is a very decent Republican who's just serving out the end of his term in the state Senate, Rob Coles, up in the Green Bay area, who worked really hard on this lead pipe issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I understood that he was furious at some of the business interests and the hardcore Republicans who are trying to water down,
yeah,
excuse the pun,
yeah,
the legislation he was putting forward, which was a bipartisan piece of legislation,
yep,
to fix the problem of lead in the pipes. Now, my wife's a pediatric nurse practitioner. She's been dealing with, she's retired now, but she always told me about the hazards,
yeah,
of lead in the,
yeah,
drinking water for kids.
And that puts them on the school to prison pipeline because they're being, you know, disruptive in class, and then boom, you know.
And yeah, it's just a terrible health hazard for,
yeah,
kids. It causes brain damage and all other kinds of health hazards.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous that we can't give our kids clean, safe drinking water in,
yeah,
the year 2024 in Wisconsin. I mean, we are not, you know, in the most remote third world country in the world here.
Exactly.
We're in the most advanced industrial country, the richest country ever, and we can't give people the most basic necessities, clean air, clean,
right,
water. I mean, that's a disgrace.
It looks like we have Peter back, so let's see if we can squeeze out one more question, or more if we can.
Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I had asked right before we got disconnected, you know, what could you and a Democratic Congress and a Harris-Walz presidency accomplish for everyday people that would make a difference in their everyday lives?
Well, a tremendous amount. There's no question. I mean, first of all, you know, we can pass the PRO Act to make it easier for people to join a union. You know, we can reform these disastrous trade deals that we have negotiated, which have led to the deindustrialization of America. You know, we can protect and enhance programs like Social Security and Medicare, and obviously protect women's reproductive health decisions, that keep the government out of those decisions, and so many other issues. Just across the spectrum, it'll make a tremendous difference.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say just really quickly, tell us about the district. Tell us about the people, the values, the culture, and how you aligned with that versus your opponent.
Well, it's a, you know, in a way, it's a microcosm of society because you have rural areas, you have urban areas, you have suburban area, you have agricultural interests, tourism. You know, it's so it's a good microcosm. And but, you know, for the most part, it's middle class people that work hard, that care deeply. It's a, you know, very much labor oriented type district. You know, we sadly don't have the two auto plants we once had anchoring both ends of the district, but we do still have, you know, many industrial plants, machine shops, and, you know, so it's you know, middle-class type district where people care deeply, work hard in their communities, or the communities in this district are generally very cohesive, a lot of community events, which are very energizing. I love going from community to community and participating in those events. They've been terrific, and it's been a very, been a wonderful summer.
Hey, Peter, I wish you all the best in your campaign. If someone's listening wants to help you out in your campaign, how do they get hold of you? How do they send you a donation? How do they volunteer? What's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, our website is, you know, Barca for Wisconsin, and they can email me at peter@barcaforwisconsin.com, and they'll definitely get a response. We do, you know, we have offices across the district, one in the South Milwaukee, Oak Creek area, Kenosha, Janesville, Beloit. And where they can contact their local Democratic office, and they can direct them as well. We have yard signs out in every district now, and we certainly need people to knock on doors and people to make phone calls. And if they want to contribute, that'd be terrific too. We have an ActBlue link, and but we just love voter participation. We've had a lot of volunteers, and we appreciate it enormously.
Well, that's great. That's Peter Barca. That's B-A-R-C-A. Peter Barca for Congress. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thank you. All the best, Angela and Matthew. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Right back at you. And we'll be back. Actually, Maggie herself will be back for the next half hour here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. So stay tuned. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only.